We hardly ever get myself and me to also get to hear my brother, great man, speak. And then he's literally giving out valuable information on how to maintain consistency. But I feel like there's one missing part that we kind of need to drill down to kind of make meaning out of the presentation in order to extract much or maximize the juice that we're trying to listen out of it. So my brother and then best friend, great man, normally have everybody saying risk 5% of your capital, risk 2%, risk this. Do you literally go by the same trail?
If I go by that trail, my brother, I wouldn't be here. Trayon is right here. Most of the time, if I take a trail, Trayon will be shaking.
Right. So that means that you do risk management is basically your whole capital.
My brother, I enter like the way you enter swimming with all leg. Do you swim with one leg outside and out? You enter with all your body because you trust the water.
Sometimes I sit by the pool and just wiggle my legs in the water.
Then that means you are not triggering. Anytime you trigger, you enter.
But when
anytime
water,
you trigger,
the water
you
is,
enter.
The water is warm. Eventually, I'll put my whole body inside.
I can't tell you how much I risk, but my daddy Kojo knows how I risk. I risk, and I out of my risk most of the time. I win eight out of my trades.
Will profitability of a trader depend on how deep they want to go all out, or basically trying to manage the little capital they have and then grow progressively?
Well, to me, you need to understand your temperament. Every training has fingerprint. What is my fingerprint is different from that of Kojo. So what is your temperament? What can you hold? I cannot have, I told my wife, if I die and they say it's hypertension, she should tell them that it's not true. I can't die of hypertension. I can't even have BP. So another person will lose $10 and he will be crying for a week. Another person will lose 1,000 and everybody will know in the whole world. Another person will lose 1 million. So you need to understand your person first.
So will you say that over the years, you've just been immune to the pain of losing money, which has built you to this way?
Yes, because I've from the prison, I've lost everything. I have nothing to lose anymore. So let me just put everything and make money to be known by the world, or lose everything and remain
there. So in your school of thought, do you think this is the ideal way to break that barrier to becoming?
No. It's not, to be honest. Everybody cannot be me. I am different. If I really want to advise, I will advise person to go conservatively. That is the best way to go in trading. Risking few percentage of your account, making consistent profit, you will stay very long in the market. I'm not trading to stay long in the market. I'm trading to make dangerous money that will keep me for the next 10 years. Even if I don't even lose anything or I don't trade, I have that money that will keep me going for at least next 10 years. That is how I trade.
So which kind of people do you recommend to look up to, great man?
Dangerous risk takers, people that want to change their life or go home.
Okay, so we've seen most of your lot sizes. In fact, to tell you the truth, Great Man is pretty much the only trader that I first saw put on multiple positions of 200 lot, 100 lot, you know, right in front of me. I mean, we've seen most of those funny stuff on social media, but I'm speaking about seeing the person sitting next to me having access to the trading account and just flipping to the other side and seeing that, okay, this is a real account. Right now, what kind of motivates you in thinking that it's easy for you to throw that up of a lot size on, let's say, a $50,000 account, great man?
Okay, sir. The thing is that I have built a strategy that if it shows me that direction, any market that goes against me, I always tell Trayon, against me 20 pips, then that market is going to blow me off. So market hardly goes against me 20 to 30 pips. And you people know how goals move. So goals move dangerously. So I used to hold when a snake is going to bite you, when you hold it at the neck, it can't bite you anymore. That even if it's going to go against me, I don't just enter market anyway, anyhow. But anytime I tell you I enter this market, know that I'm coming out of profit. So because of that, I have calculated that if I have $50,000 and I want to trade it, for example, I can place, even with $50,000, I can place like 20 lots into five places, whereby I know even 50 lots cannot take me out. So I am sure that market should, I am not sure, but I believe that market should give me at least 20. What I'm looking for is not $50,000. I'm looking for $20,000. Once I make this $20,000, which means I'm having $70,000, I am the next trade that I'm going to trade, I am risking $40,000. So if I risk this $40,000,
should we just say that? Should we just say that you are more like what would I say? I'm finding the sweetest word to use, other than using a gambler.
I'm dangerous than a gambler, because a gambler knows how much he's putting. I am not gambling. Because a gambler doesn't even know whether this one will win or not. I put all my legs in the trade that I'm sure it will win. If you look at my trade, Kojo, you have seen my trades. You hardly will see red. You hardly will see red.
But when red comes, that means that
as in negative, you hardly will see my result. Like if I show you my history consistently, you hardly will see where I lost a trade. You hardly will see. Not that I don't lose, but where I lost is actually that the account is gone.
Right.
But you hardly will see where I lost a trade. I can take 100 trades and you see only one loss.
Do you have any instance where you, and this one would need like a genuine answer, panic when you're putting on that type of lot size?
Very, very well. There was a time.
So you think that genuinely, regardless of anybody willing to have a capital they want to lose, which is the type of state of mind that you easily have managed to like sustain, you think that it shouldn't be normal for any trader to kind of be putting on 100, 200 lots like that, true or false?
It shouldn't be normal, to be honest.
Why?
Yeah, because it's not everybody that can do that. Not everybody that can be just putting that kind of thing. It's crazy. Where are you running to? Where are you going to? You're not going anywhere. So why not you take it one after the other?
No, but if great man has done it, what stops anybody else from doing it?
As I told you, now, even people that are listening to me, if they tell you tomorrow that everybody that they will tell that police is coming to your house tomorrow because of the money, because a lot of people that are listening to me are owing one way or the other. If they tell somebody that tomorrow we are coming to your house with police, a lot of people will not sleep in that house. But great man will wait and even tell you, just don't worry. So that is what makes us different. I don't even sleep and think about any loss. Once I lost, I'm looking for another opportunity to make my money back. And I have done that again and again. There was a time, Kojo, I show you an account where I lost how much? I show you the loss, if you remember. Almost, I think $600,000. And the next time, I show you the same account where I recover everything. So if you really want to stay long in this market, this approach that I'm doing is not good for you. Stay alive. Trading kills. Stay alive. Trade to stay alive and make good money. But you know, there is a level you will reach, just as I said earlier, that you have nothing to fear. This market, the way it's moving, is like a DNA in me. Anywhere the gold move, because I've mastered only one pair. You can never see me going to one currency, to the other currency, doing another thing, to another thing. I've faced only gold. So I try to understand how it moves. So anytime gold go against me, I just sit down and laugh, because I know it's going to pay me back, because I have mastered it the way I master eating food.
No further question for you, sir.
Okay, I see what Coach did. I'm going to come back and I'm going to have my own round of questioning in this line. We see what you did, but we are coming back, Kojo. We are coming back.
I think we should hit Kojo too with some questions that will shake his leg. No.